الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, we translate this beautiful ashar of our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum. And in Hazrat's ashar, there is waaz, there is nasihat, and there is so much of anwar and barakat also. This is a naat sharif that is in the praises of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the title of which is Gulistai Taiba Se Masroor Hunga, that I will find great enjoyment and pleasure in the garden of Taiba of Madinatul Munawwara. Ajam ki bayaba se mafroor hunga. I will run away from the deserts of the non-Arab lands, from Ajam, from all the places besides Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. I will run away from there, physically also, and moreover, psychologically, mentally. My heart won't be in anywhere in the world, but in Madinatul Munawwara. Gulistan-e Taiba se masroor hunga. I'll always enjoy and be in the beautiful gardens of Medina Sharif. I'll be there at Rosai Mubarak in Medina Park, and this is one great way to make our Durood Sharif valuable. Think that we are sitting at Rosai Mubarak and we are busy reading Salatu Salam there. That is a way that though we are far away, but we'll be getting the fragrance of Madinatul Munawwara. We'll be getting the barakat, the barakat and the anwarat, the noor of Rauza-i Mubarak by thinking that. May didari gumbat se makhmoor hunga, just by seeing the beautiful green dome of Rauza-i Mubarak, I will go in a trance. I will be taken aback. Kabhi noor hunga, kabhi toor hunga. And in that trance of mine, I will find sometimes I've just noor now. Now I am still that dirt and filth, but my association that I'm seeing, Rauza-i Mubarak, the effect of it. And sometimes I'll be like the Mount Tur, where the Torah was revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and where Allah had made his tajalli on the Mount Tur. And with regard to that also, our Hazrat Damat Barakatum explained that when Allah made his tajalli, the Mount Tur cracked into pieces and crevices. Most of the ulama, they write because the anwarat of Allah was so great it could not take it. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explains that it wanted to take all that noor into its crevices. Therefore, it cracked into pieces so that Noor can penetrate everywhere. So like that, if a person, even sitting here now, we think of Roza-e Mubarak, and we join our hearts there, and we let our hearts crack like this, and get the Noor of Roza-e Mubarak into our hearts. A mu'min, wherever he can be, whenever he can be getting that Anwarat. And unfortunately, if we are in Madinatul Munawwara, and there we are worried about cricket commentary and soccer commentary, we are worried about the politics, kuffar politics of the country, while we are in Medina, we will get no Noor whatsoever. But if a person, and this is what our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum says, that before going for Hajj and Umrah, like for example, this glass, if it is kept the right way up, and you keep it under a tap where one drop of water is falling, slowly, slowly, your glass will get full. But you keep it upside down, under the Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, for 50 years also, not one drop water will come inside. So if the glass of our heart is turned the right way up, and now you go to Roza-e Mubarak, and one of the meanings of Allah sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah is sending His rahmat-e khasa, His special mercies on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every split moment. And it's coming down more than all the waterfalls in the world put together. It's coming on Roza-e Mubarak. But if the glass of our heart is turned the right way up, it will get full. You go to Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, you are standing at perhaps a kilometer away from the actual falls, far away you are standing. But they advise you to wear a raincoat, because the water splashes are so much, you'll get wet, your clothes will get wet. Yeah, if we got the raincoat of a guna on, and we go to Roza-e Mubarak, and the glass of our heart is upside down, so much of Allah's rahmat, and we see so many people, as we went to Medina, we come back the same way. No namaz in our lives when we went, no namaz when we come back. When we went, no beard, when we come back, no beard. We are still the same, we didn't get any, that raincoat of gunas we are wearing. And yeah, we have to take off that raincoat, so we get wet with the rahmat of Allah which is coming. And we turn, and that is why we have to go to Allah Allah. They will make us make tawbah, take off the raincoat of gunas before we go, and then see the difference. They will put the glass of our heart the right way up, and then see, you just went 3-day transit visa. You only managed to go one salatu salam at Roza-e Mubarak, your glass will be full and you'll come back. But we didn't do this, you spent 3 weeks in Medina Sharif. 5 times a day you go and read salatu salam. You'll come back and you'll be criticizing the Arabs, you'll be criticizing the government, you'll be criticizing all the Hajis, and that's all what you got from there. You didn't benefit anything. So therefore it is necessary, and a person himself must be willing also, that when the Shaykh wants to turn his glass, he's prepared to have it turned. He's not stubborn. Now our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum says, the Haram of Makkah Sharif has been extended, the Haram of Medina, and in that, how many houses and hotels have come into the haram? In those hotels and houses, there were toilets also. At that toilet where you used to read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khabai. Now at that same place, you're getting sawab of 100,000 namazes. That same place, now you're getting sawab of 50,000 namazes. It's part of the haram now. But if that toilet was stubborn and said, I'm just staying a toilet, I'm not listening to anyone, I know what to do. And nobody must tell me, and I'm not listening to anyone. And you want to remain a toilet, you'll just remain a toilet. And everyone will seek protection from you. That, oh Allah, protect me from this person. But if you are prepared to undergo change, you are willing, you are a talib-e-sadiq, you will change. And now you will become the source of hidayat for thousands of people. People won't say that save me from this person, but you'll become a source of hidayat. So that is this beautiful place of Madinatul Munawwara. So a person will sometimes be Noor, sometimes he will be Thur. And that Noor, wherever you are, even if you're not in Madinatul Munawwara, but you just connect there. And today Allah has taught us, with one click, you are seeing what is happening in Syria. With one click, you are seeing what is happening here. So with the click of your heart, Allah has given us a computer and internet in the heart. Instead of clicking it onto filth and dirt and watching that, click it to Madinatul Munawwara. and see the anwarat that will come into your heart. Gunao se apne mein ranjur hunga. Because of my gunas, I will feel sorrowful, sad. And that is the heart that Allah loves. That person who humbles himself, admits that I am a gunegar. Many of us, we are drowned in guna. But what guna did I do? What wrong did I do? Why this problem has come to my life? But we are drowned in guna. Our thoughts are evil. There is no sunnat beard. 24 hours you are in guna. There is no sunnat dress. 24 hours you are away from the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Trousers are below the ankles. You are in tahajjud. And you are stretching your hands and making dua. You are in Arafat. And your ihram is below your ankles. And you think, what guna did I do? You got malice in your heart. How many of us? We are sitting with nifaq and hypocrisy in the heart. We outwardly, oh, Maulana, mashallah, so nice to meet you. But in the heart, daggers are dripping with blood in the heart. Eh? So this nifaq and hypocrisy, but we have got no guna. We are fine. We are all right. We don't even need isra. We don't need anything. So how can a person tell? If you don't realize you are sick, you will never go to the doctor. And as Maulana was beautifully explaining, if you go to the doctor and you tell him, doctor, my sugar is fine, cholesterol is fine, everything is fine. Doctor will say, why you came to me? If everything is fine, you go to doctor, you tell him, I got this bimari, I got this bimari, I got this problem, then he can treat you. So just as Maulana was explaining, how many go to the sheikh? 2 days we make tahajjud, Hazrat, mashallah, my tahajjud, I'm pardoned. And mostly after you made that announcement, your tahajjud is gone after that. Maulana, my Hazrat, my tilawat, I'm doing pabandi, with pabandi. And then gone with the tilawat also. We are so weak, like our Sheikh Ramat Barakatum explains. A person wanted to sell his horse because it was struggling for 10 years, giving him endless problems, dropping him down and very disobedient. So he took it to the auctioneer to sell. What's the work of the auctioneer? He's a man to advertise it so that he gets the best price. This horse, the way it gallops and the way it moves, like it's moving on the sea, the way it moves. So smooth, ride, it gives you everything. He praised it. Man said, give my horse back. He said, but you just told me. He said, you know, when you said it's so good, your 10 years experience of your nafs, how much it's troubling you. And one person tell you, oh, you're like a buzurg, man. You just look like your sheikh, and you just like your sheikh also. Finish, it's gone to the head. That I'm somebody so great. And we forget our 10 years experience, which we know our nafs, how terrible it is, and how filthy our nafs is. But we forget all that. We haven't become talib as yet also. If we have become talib, the world must praise me. I must benefit materially. And people keep contact also. For example, they come in the khanqah, to see who are the sheikh's rich murids. Then they become friends with that rich murid. And in a very subtle way, they know how to extract money also from them. With this story and with that story. So where are you talib-e-haq? Some of them come to build connections with see who came. From which country who came, I can build connections with those people. Their niyat is not correct. So as Maulana, he started his talk, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. We don't make niyat. If we make niyat, how many of us make wrong niyat? How are we going to benefit? So if we really, if you are sincere, you just have to be simple, down to earth, and try and give up all your shrewdness and slyness, which has become so much part, which we call nifa, hypocrisy. The shrewdness and slyness has overtaken us. Just become quite simple. What the munafiqeen used to say, what the kuffar, anu'minu kama amana sufaha. The Sahaba were so simple in their way. We must believe like the stupid people. Na'uzu billah, they should say. Allah says, Allah innahum humus sufaha. They are stupid. Those who think they are so shrewd and so sly. People are ajeeb sly. One person went to an atar shop, itar. And he told, I want some itar, but it must be such, I put one drop and the whole room must smell full of itar. He says, no problem, I've got that itar here. And he says, I don't mind the price, I'll pay any price. So he gave him the cheapest itar, and he put it on his nose. And he says, walk around, not this room, but the whole place. He went around, oh, itar smell everywhere. He says, yeah, give me this. So that's shrewdness. How many of us are so shrewd? Now become sincere and become straightforward, and then see, inshallah. بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. When you say I'm gunegar, you'll ask for sifarish of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Each one of us ask us, when last in my life did I ask for the sifarish, the shafa'at, the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We don't need it. We are, mashallah, so advanced and we are so pious. Where we need the shafa'at of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? If we needed it, we should have asked. Ask ourselves, who of us asked for shafa'at of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And by that, our sins will be forgiven. If we realize I'm gunegar, I'm sinful, and I need the shafa'at of my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Uregi hawa se jo khaake Medina. And when the wind of Medina will blow the sand of Medina, in that sand I won't try and run away from it. Main aise gubaron mein mastoor hunga. With such a sand of this winds of Medina, I will make it like a jubba. I will make it like a burqa. I will cover myself with those sand. I will welcome that sand open-heartedly. I won't try and save myself. Very fortunate are those people that sometimes when you are there, the sandstorm blows. And the sand of Medina is blowing. And fortunate really are those people then, that they take the sand on themselves, that the sand of Medina. May Rauza fe salli ala nazar karke. And then I'll go to Rauza Mubarak, and I will read Durood Sharif. Badil noor hunga, baja noor hunga. And by my heart and my soul, I will become noor. That I've got this great honor of reading Salatu Salam on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other nation or no other religious group know where their Nabi are. Christians, according to them, wrong belief that they, Isa alayhi salam, was crucified on the cross. Reality, he's in the fourth heaven. Who can reach there in the heavens? Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, you go to Palestine, they show you his qabr is here. You go to Jordan, they show you his qabr is here. You don't know where. There is the only ummah that even today with little more red tape, but you can get your visa, book your ticket, and you can be at a matter of 7-10 meters from your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And your Nabi alive in his qabr. مَنْ زَارَنِي بَعْدَ وَفَاتِي فَكَأَنَّمَا زَارَنِي فِي حَيَاتِي. A person who will visit me after I left this dunya is just like the person who visited me in my lifetime. If that yaqeen is in our hearts that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is alive in Medina Sharif, the whole world will flock. If a mu'min, his aqidah is, he is alive. And that I'm visiting him when I make salam, he replies to my salam. He sees me when I go to Rauza Mubarak. So Allahu Akbar, how great hasn't Allah Ta'ala blessed this ummah. Medina ki anwar o sham o sahar se, and the mornings of Medina, how special are they? The sky's color is different. The atmosphere is different. You stay in the haram till ishraq time. From asr time you are there, and after Medina, after Maghrib, how beautiful that environment of Medina. Sarapa dilo jaan se masroor hunga. You just have enjoyment from your heart and your soul. Main mamnoon hunga khuda ke karam ka. And all this, I won't boast. I won't become arrogant that I have come here. I have deserved this. I thought we should come to Medina. Kabhi dil mein apne na maghroor hunga. I won't be arrogant and boastful. I will say, Ya Allah, your kindness. I'm not fit to be here. I'm not fit to have been brought here. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. میں آیا نہیں یہ قدم اٹھتے نہیں اٹھائے جاتے ہیں میں آیا نہیں لایا گیا ہوں محبت دے کے ترپایا گیا ہوں میں لاکھ سمجھا ہوں اسرار محبت نہیں سمجھا سمجھایا گیا ہوں. That this all is the fazl and karam of Allah. Varna I think I know how filthy and dirty I am, but Allah is so kind. When somebody informed Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that in his dream Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam conveyed salams to Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah. Immediately he said, this is their greatness and their big heartedness, that sinful people like us, they also send salams for us. If we are, I'm a big buzurg, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent salams for me, there is nobody like me, just imagine. But they immediately, that we are filth and dirt, and Allah's Nabi sent salams for us. That reality, we are miles and not miles, I don't know how far we are away from that. But let us carry on in this path, inshallah. Har ek amar mein raahi sunnat par chalkar, and in every matter we should try and follow sunnat, khuda ke karam se main mansoor hunga. Allah's help will be with you if you follow the sunnat. Allah loves the sunnat. Allah gave the sunnat from His side to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Every matter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from Allah's side. And whoever follows that, Allah loves that person. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah declared, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. But for who? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ. Those who want Allah. وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. And those who are worried of those who are worried of dunya, Hollywood and Bollywood will appeal to them. All the cricketers and soccer players will appeal to them. All film stars and actresses will appeal to them. But those who want Allah and Akhirah, so develop that first, then sunnats will have meaning in your life. Otherwise, you'll pass such comments of sunnat that you'll have to read your kalima again. And which is happening all the time also. Ahad ki shaheedo ki khune wafa se. And I'll take a lesson from the blood of the people of Ahad, the Shuhada of Ahad. Shuhada of Ahad is not just a formality to go there. We go and visit the Shuhada of Ahad, we go to the Ahad, where 70 Sahaba are buried. Sabak leke paamande dastoor honga. I'll take a lesson how 70 Sahaba in one day, Sahaba's blood were flowed for the sake of Allah's deen. How much mustn't I? That I can't keep a beard also, when they gave their blood, not their blood, they gave, 70 Sahaba gave their lives in one day. I can't just keep a beard, I can't wear sunnah dress, I still have to wear my shirt and pants, I can't wear sunnah dress, what am I? This is the lesson, not just a formality. We went Medina, we're going ziyarats today. We went on certain day, when we come back, we went for ziyarats, and the police chased us away from Ahad. They didn't allow us to go, they're very bad people. But even you spend your whole life there, you're not taking the lesson you're supposed to take. That life is supposed to come in you. Madina mein jab qalb o jaan chhor aaya. And the right attitude is when a person leaves Madina, he leaves his heart and soul there. Because of necessity, he will return back to his country. But his heart will be in Madina. Main mahjoor hokar na mahjoor hunga. I'll be separated from Madina Sharif, but I won't be separated. My heart I've left there. My soul I've left there. May Allah bless us with this reality. Not just words that they are, but your heart and soul is in Madina Sharif. How lucky is then that person who might be in Stanger, but his heart is in Madina Sharif. And how unfortunate person who is in Madina, but his heart is away from Madina Sharif. That is how. Quba ki ziyarat aur naflo se akhtar. And then going for the other ziyarat of Quba, and making two rakats of nafil namaz Saturday morning, get the sawab of umrah, har ek rahi sunnat se pur noor hunga. That you go there not only for the niyat of that of ziyarat, but one sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only this sunnat, but to bring every sunnat in my life. Sunnat, and one great sunnat is, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, when you go to bed at night, clean your heart of any malice, dirt for anyone. Hadi sunnati. This is my sunnat. If you can, make amal on this sunnat. Our people always, especially our Gujarati people, they ask, is it sunnat to eat sweet before meals or after meals? And usually the end result and the fatwa that is given on that dasturkhan, eat it before also and after also. Mufti Abdul Rahim Lajpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, was asked, he said, where did this question come out from? The Sahaba hardly had food to eat. Forget, he said, yeh tumhari sab chonchle hai. Oh, too much you have got, now you're asking his sunnah to eat before. Sahaba didn't have food to eat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's houses, three months used to pass without the fire being lit. Where is halwa beginning or at the end of the meal? That is sunnah, to keep roza at least. If we can't tolerate hunger, at least keep some roza. That sunnat we don't ask. But sunnat, and then we come to the decision, is sunnat to eat sweet before meals also and after meals also. May Allah give us the reality of deen and open our hearts and let us be at least sincere to ourselves. If we can't be sincere to anyone else, let us be sincere to ourselves. And that is going to count in the qabr. That is going to count on the day of Qiyamah. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai kaise rahe. The whole world can praise you. But if you are not accepted by Allah, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali says, if you got 5,000 students in your Darul Uloom, but it's not accepted by Allah, it is not zero, it is negative. And if you got 5 students in your little house you are teaching, but it's accepted by Allah, it is 100% there. Though outwardly no big buildings, no big show, nothing. You are teaching 4 or 5 Hafiz boys in your house. And with sincerity and the proper way you're making their tarbiyat also. And small little you are teaching them some kitabs, that is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And a big show, and if it's not accepted, what is it? It's nothing. But today all pomp and show and outward glitter, glamour, these things are important for us. And reality, we don't want reality also. Praises we want. I made bayan, people must praise me. Everything we want, people must say, oh, very good, very wonderful, etc. But do we think, is it accepted by Allah? And the whole thing is acceptance by Allah. If Allah didn't accept it, what is it? Allahu Akbar. When our Shaykh Damat Barakatum came to South Africa on one safar, he heard that at one time, especially in the Joburg area, and I think it was nationwide, there were hardly Hafizes. Most of the Taraweeh was from Alamtara. In the Joburg area, they had to import Hafizes from Cape Town to come and make Taraweeh. Imam Ismail, Rahmatullah Ali, etc. And only a few masjids used to have Quran Sharif Taraweeh also. But by Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia, Rahmatullah Ali, efforts, our Ustad, so many Hafizes that now they can't find place where to make Taraweeh. So he went and visit Hafizab, and he asked Hafizab that I heard you have made lot of students Hafiz, how many did you make? So immediately Hafizab said, that we'll know in the Qabr. Hadrat said, if I had 100,000 rands in those days, as a gift I should give it to him for this answer. That outwardly how many became Hafiz is not the answer. But when we know how many are accepted by Allah, that is the reality. What is, how many namazes I made, how many times I went khanqa, how many times I went in jamaat, that's not the outward thing. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe. There by Allah, how much is accepted. And who worries that, ya Allah, accept my amal. How many we have done amal. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, a person who made 3 hajj in those days, from now 60, 70 years ago, from a village of India or Pakistan. Those days, I saw with my eyes in our days, the people of India, Pakistan used to come for Hajj with all their rice also, with their ghee also, their dar also, their pots and pans also, everything. So they pack all that. Big ox wagon got ready with so much goods. Now the whole village, those days 1-2 Hajjis used to go. Very few Hajjis. Today everyone, youngster, is a Haji. But in our country, at one time, one person used to, he was known as Haji Sam, because he was the only one who went for Haji fast. Any person who kept a beard was called Dari, Bartman, because nobody else kept beards those days. So anyway, so they go, a whole village leaves him at the Tar Road, where the bus will take him now to Lahore, for example. Half of the people go with him to Lahore. When they come there, then they put all the goods on the train going to Karachi now. From that half will go with him to Karachi, half will come home. At Karachi, at Bombay, and Alhamdulillah also had the opportunity with Jamaat that we worked among the Hajis. They when they come there, they stay 3 weeks, 1 week. Now they start getting their passport ready. Now they start getting their visa ready. Now they learn Labbaik. They don't know Labbaik also. They don't know how to fasten Ihram also. He learns all that also. Then they go to Jeddah, 7 days by ship. And always that sea is rough. And people are spewing and vomiting and it's messy and dirty. They reach Jeddah. The officers at Jeddah, it was a famous thing. It's not true, but famous. Worse than Qiyamah, the way they should treat the people there. That whole bag of rice, they take their knife and just poke it in here. What's in here? Now that poor Haji, how is he going to mend it? All that rice is falling out. The ghee can, they just poke a knife in there. All the ghee melted coming out. What they should go through. Then by camel going to Makkah Sharif now. On the way, Bedouins should rob them also. There were highway robbers making Hajj. They should spend 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. They should stay there. Those days wasn't like a sharpshoot Hajj like today. Instant Hajj. Then go to Medina Sharif again by camel. Again stay there a long time. And after 18 months, after 24 months, they used to come back. So 3 Hajj like that one person made. When somebody came and visit him, then he told his son or his khadim, give this person the zamzam of my 3rd Hajj. So Maha Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali say in one sentence, 3 Hajj down the drain. That he wanted to show, I'm not single Haji, double Haji, I'm triple Haji. Today in the name of Kar Guzari, how careful we have to be. Are we showing what we achieved and what we did? Or are we making shukr to Allah Ta'ala? So we might be achieving so much, but we are just washing it down the drain. And we don't even realize what we are doing. So these are very important things that were why we need Islah. Why our things? Otherwise you'll make your whole life amal without sincerity. No, it's not even recorded. It comes in the Quran Sharif that amal will come haba'an mansura. The amal you did without ikhlas, without proper iman. And we have to check ourselves still whether we have got iman or not. We have to check ourselves on that. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayh one time said, that see, Fir'aun openly, he said, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. We all say, what a big kafir he was that he says, I'm the great Lord. But ulama explain, what did he mean? He didn't mean that I'm Allah, that I created the heavens and the earth. That he also knew, nobody can create the heavens and the earth and the system of the world. What he meant, I'm running the affairs of my country. Just like governments today, we run the affairs. All the affairs of the country are in our hands. A socialist government, we give grants to the poor people. A person is a widow, we give grants to him. Widower, we give grants. People is retarded, we give. We're running the whole show. And if you break it down a bit further, in our house, I open my shop, I earn, and I am running the affairs of my family. I pay the rent, I buy the groceries, I pay the water and lights. I'm doing everything. Fir'aun was saying it openly. We are saying it in our heart. I do everything. I'm running all the affairs. The wife will say, even if she's sick, if I don't get up, how will the children go to school? I'm sending them to school. I prepare their lunch. I prepare their food. I'm doing everything, but the whole house affairs, I'm running. I'm having the house cleaned, or I clean it myself, or I'm having it cleaned. Everything we are doing. The person 50 years ago, whether it's Tenga or any part of the world, most of the roads were corrugated. They weren't the star roads and that few perhaps roads and more before than that. Joburg Central also, there were no tar roads at some time, whatever time, 150 years ago or something. Nothing like that. Telephone, there weren't telephones. And when telephones came, that you should turn that handle and go through the exchange and all that. Those people working in the exchange, in the telephone, I don't go to work, what's going to happen? I have to connect the people's phones. If it's little sick, I have to go. Otherwise, what will happen? The person who was in charge of the graders to grade the corrugated road, if I don't go, roads are bad, rains came, and there are puddles of mud. How will people drive? I have to go and have it fixed up. All those people went to their graves. Did roads become worse now that nobody to look after it? Or we got our freeways and byways and highways and what we got? Telephone now, not one telephone in a town or one telephone on the street. How many of us got how many telephones in our pockets? And we make mistakes from the one telephone, we phoning on the other. And we repeat answering, yeah. Now what's happening? The person not speaking, again you're speaking, yeah. It's happening. How lot tarakki the dunya is doing. And as far as what we thought, if I don't do it, who will do it? All those people with that wrong aqidas went in the grave, and what's happening in the grave, Allah knows. Who went with this, that if I don't do, who is going to do it? I'm the doer. Fir'aun said it openly, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. We say, no, only Allah does. Allah is the doer. But analyze, think in your heart, work it out. See that, do I really believe Allah is the doer? Or am I the doer? Am I earning the rosy? And am I doing everything? Analyze for ourselves. We will, when the person dies, multi-millionaire, the wife will say, first take him to Qabristan, then we can carry on with her. Who was saying till today, that without me, you people won't exist. I'm doing everything. You people don't appreciate. After I die, you will appreciate. After you die, first thing they say, go put him in the hole. Then only we can carry on normally again. Slowly things will normalize, but first get him out of the way. Who was thinking that if I'm not here, they won't earn, they won't be rosy. Who will pay? I pay the water and light. I have to go to work. I'm sick. If I don't go to work, who will earn, etc.? All of them went in their qabr, and the dunya is carrying on. So this is very, very important that we correct ourselves on all these matters. And on this, at least come on track. If we start, for example, we start with our zikr and we learn how to make zikr. With la ilaha, we take out that I'm not the doer of anything. I've got nothing in my hands. Allah alone, illallah. Allah is alone the doer. 100 times a day, how on the correct aqidah come? And even if it didn't come, but you are on track, it's Allah's system. A person who was online and his maut comes, Allah puts him at his destination, makes him a full successful. But you are online. But we never started saying Allah only is the doer. We never hid it in our hearts. We're not making zikr. All the time the wrong aqidah is coming in our hearts. I'm the doer. I do everything. It never came in our hearts. Allah's muhabbat. We never made it. You make every day, Allah, Allah. Oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, I need you. Oh Allah, come in my heart. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. If you got Allah's love in your life, very fortunate. If not, but you are online, Allah will give you His mukammal, perfect muhabbat and then take you from dunya. Allah will give you that perfect iman and then take you from dunya. A hafiz wants to become hafiz. And he learns little bit, but he didn't become hafiz. And he dies trying, Allah will raise him as a hafiz. A person who was going for hajj, and he died on the way, and he died, Allah not only will appoint a farishta to make hajj, every year a farishta makes hajj for him. So if we are on the road to learn correct iman and correct amal, Allah will give us that. Anyway, in this ayat-e-kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, Allah has addressed the whole of mankind. And this is in Alif Lam Mim, in the beginning of the third ruku. And this is the first command of the Quran Sharif. At least let us, we are already thinking we have completed, we have become alim already. I finished tafsir and everything already. But let us see whether the first command we are still fulfilling or not. Before this, in Alif Lam Mim, Allah, in the short ruku, Allah explained the sincere believers and the kafirin, the non-believers. These are two distinct groups which the world can see. Then in the next long ruku, Allah explained the munafiqeen. Whole long ruku, Allah devoted, because these are the most dangerous people. They are your enemies, the munafiqeen, who come in the way of, they will say, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ They can say we are believers, and we have two reasons why Allah has devoted the whole long ruku, that we must be on our guard of these munafiqeen. Munafiqeen are those people who will be sitting here amongst us, and they will show themselves to be good Muslims. Maulana Salim Dharaj Sahab, the Ahmad Barakatum of Leicester in England, he says in every town you'll find people who look like very pious people, but they are enemies of the ulama. In their hearts they've got blood dripping of their daggers for the ulama. Outwardly they look like very pious people and very like paband of sunnah also. But in their hearts they've got enmity of the essence of Islam. So we have to see that within ourselves that aren't those people, we must be careful on them. And we mustn't become like that. So Allah has explained whole ruku and whatever deviated groups we can get. Shias, Qadianis, whoever we can get, Allah has mentioned them all in this ruku. Then, but we haven't studied. We're not interested. Usually with my friends, I tell them, with one niyat that we can make when we go for jamaat namaz, Sahib-e-Mazahir-e-Haq has explained 15 niyats that we can make. But till today, I wonder if one alim also, non-alim, he can say, I don't have access, but he can ask an alim to check up, whether we took the trouble to check up what those 15 niyats are. Eh? We are, how many times I've mentioned it, but who, is there is somebody who went and checked it up and started making the niyats, let me know, I'll be very happy. Eh? But we just listen and we don't do anything. So, all the munafiqeen, that we should study this ruku. Who are these people? Who are the munafiqeen who are so dangerous? And how Allah Ta'ala has exposed them openly, that we should understand them. Then after that, now Allah declared, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. All of people, whether you are the true believers, whether you are the true, the non-believers, kafir, open non-believers, or whether you are the munafiqeen, all of you can come on board. This is the Rahmat Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. He hasn't written off anyone. He has left the doors open for everyone. That you come on board, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, all of you, do one thing and you'll come on board. U'budu Rabbakum. And what this Kalamullah, Mu'jiza of Quran. Where can we, you can never get a kitab like Quran Sharif. U'budu has got at least 5 meanings which I normally explain. But for today's purpose, I will just try and expand on one meaning of U'budu. And that is, which in another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أي إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ To recognize Allah. The first faraz of a mu'min is to recognize his creator. Eh? That any person, anyone, if somebody leaves a basket of first great fruit by your door once a week or every day, who can be that person, the worst person who will never want to know who's it? He just eats up all the fruit and not even Bismillah, no Alhamdulillah, no dua at the end. He just eats it up. Who, he will want to know who is it that is bringing this fruit. Allah who gave us namats, which billions and trillions of namats which we cannot imagine, Allah Ta'ala has given us. But we don't even think of Allah Ta'ala. And we are using all these namats which our mind cannot go to also. Eh? At the moment, oxygen we are having. This earth that is firm, qarara, Allah has made the earth firm. There isn't an earthquake, just a little tremor, a little wide. Eh? Once we were in one place in Peru, we were having supper, and suddenly everyone became like excited, worried. So I looked around and according to our South African mind, I thought crooks came. Because yeah, that is what happens. But there they asked me, you didn't feel anything. I said, no, what happened? They said there was a tremor because there they constantly in fear of earthquakes, of tremors there all the time. So who is it who keeps this earth for us? And we know what happened in Haiti, what happened in Kashmir, the earthquake that came, what devastation it brought, the tsunami what it brought. It can be anywhere, anytime. We cannot be ever unmindful of the qudrat of Allah. And when we are drowned in sin, but the sad part is that I think I'm the biggest Sufi, I'm the biggest pious person, I got no sin. And the person who thinks he's not sinful is the biggest sinner. We've, at least a person who understands I'm sinful, eh, that person will make tawbah and istighfar. When the ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Those people who at the tahajjud time, they make tawbah, istighfar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, who are these people? Are those people who rob and steal, who commit adultery, who drink wine and liquor? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. These are those people who make Allah's ibadat, tahajjud, nafil, rozas, but they realize they can't fulfill the right of Allah. They couldn't do that ibadat properly, they are asking for forgiveness. That Allah loves that. That ibadat, and one of the meanings of ibadat is brings abdiyat in a person, humbleness. That a person becomes an abd, a slave of Allah. But still, and we, how long we making namaz? How many of us? How many sajdas we have made till today? but we couldn't put our brains down in front of Allah. Still my brains, I do this, I do that. How many rukus we have made, but we couldn't make our hearts make sajda to Allah. That my desires, I surrender them to Allah. That my brain is nothing, Allah is everything. How many we have read, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, but it was all in ghaflat. The reality, one namaz, one rakat of reality will come, it's enough to change a person. But we're not prepared to learn our namaz. Alhamdulillah, by Allah's fizzle, for the past many years, in the Khanqah, in Ramadan, in the Darul Uloom in Azadville, we have one slot, how many, 2 hours, for namaz. Or the correction of tilawat, of tajweed, masalas of namaz, everything. And then Anwarus Salat. What a beautiful kitab to make namaz a namaz. How many Darul Ulooms have introduced it in their syllabus? That what a kitab, how to make namaz our namaz. But who of us are interested? And the CDs are available, the kitabs are available. There are some people who took interest. But the vast majority we don't take. And those who came for a few days little, after that even the Faraz namaz is gone. Forget reading namaz of that level, and they talk also, what a kitab, and we introduced it here, and we introduced it there, but themselves not making Faraz namaz also. Forget not with Jamaat, no Faraz namaz also. So this is our condition. So this reality, so Allah's ma'rifat has to come into us. We recognize Allah Ta'ala. For that one very simple, practical thing, in the morning when we get up, try and get up 5 minutes, 7, 8 minutes before the time that we have to get up. And then just ponder of this few things. At night also before we go and sleep. And wallah, you'll see so much of benefit in this. One is that say to yourself, Alhamdulillahi alladhi aqalana yawmana hadha walam yuhlikna bidhunubina. It's one sunnah dua in the morning. The actual time of it is when the sun is rising. At that time to read this dua. The meaning of the dua, that, oh Allah, you have made iqala of us. What is iqala actually? Like you sold something to somebody, that person wasn't happy with it. He came back to your shop, he said, I would like to return this. So you accept it open-heartedly. This is called iqala. You cancelled that sale and you brought it. So we have made iqala with Allah Ta'ala. Oh, we are so sinful, Allah had to punish us. But instead of punishing, Allah set our souls free. One more day in your life. One more night in your life. Allah, Alhamdulillah, alladhi aqalana yawmana hadha, walam yuhlikna bidhunubina. Our sins were such that we should have been destroyed. Allahu Akbar. That beautiful dua of the hadith. Allahumma bihamdikan saraf. Oh Allah, that I'm still moving, my hands are moving. When I had my heart problem at one time, I was hospitalized. I didn't even know what was happening. When my eyes opened, doctor was standing next to my bed. And he told me, you had 2 heart attacks and you had a stroke. So that's the first things I heard. So I moved my hands, legs. I say, they are moving, Alhamdulillah. So who is it that makes it move? Otherwise, what? Allahu Akbar. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayh in Ruhul Ma'ani. What a beautiful tafsir he made of Warhamna. Allahumma tafaddal alayna bifununil a'la. Fazl means what we call in our language bansela, free. That you, like many shopkeepers for small children, they come just give them one sweet free. To encourage them to come buy more, they haven't got ikhlas in them. That to give their small children, they want more business, must come back and buy here again. So anyway, that bansela, what you give free of charge, you give something. Who in the world, you hired 5 laborers do this job of mine, in my garden, whatever, 100 rand each I'll pay you. When they came and collect, there were 2 people who were talking with them all the time, not letting them do their work properly. And all the time they, like these workers are, they talking, but when they came and collect wages, those 2 also joined. Who in the world will say, okay, now you also just take 100 rand. Since you're just standing here, nobody. Allah is that being, Fazal, that you are not deserving. In fact, you were deserving of punishment. You stopped them from their work. You were talking with them and you didn't let them work properly. But Allah gives that person also. And see this here, which comes in the hadith, that when people sit in a gathering of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, And Allah don't want you the whole day to make zikr. It comes clearly in a hadith. Remember me a little while after Fajr, after Asr, I will be sufficient for you for the rest of the time. So you made zikr little while. And Allah says, Qumu, now go. Go and see to your business also. Go see to your wife also. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala. Like Dada, Nana, on special occasion, invited the whole family, children, grandchildren, all. Cooked biryani, everything for the children. Got some little sports and games and things for them to enjoy. But what they want, when all come, first come meet us. Make salam, hug the father, grandfather, grandmother, etc. Now if the children still sit there, they'll say, go, we prepared all food for you there. Ice cream lollies there, there's suckers there, there's games we have prepared for you. Go play now. So just like that, Allah says, remember me first little. Then carry on with your things also. Pumu. But go now in such a way, maghfura lakum. All your sins are forgiven. And not only forgiven, I myself, qad badaltu sayyi'atikum hasanat. I've changed all your sins into good deeds. I've converted them. One person was walking on the footpath in Karachi, and one person, Khan Sahab, sleeping on his charpai, wooden bed. Nowadays we don't see those scenes, but before we saw it very common how they sleep outside. So he saw Khan Sahab lying on his back and he was singing. Again, happy, he's happy, he was singing something. Anyway, he went past. He came back again. Now Khan Sahab was sleeping on his stomach, but he was still singing. Happy, he was jolly, whatever he was having. So he said, Khan Sahab, when I went, you were sleeping on your back and you were busy singing. Now you're on your stomach and you are still singing. What's it? He said, my cassette, A side got finished. I turned it around. I put B side now. Hey, so even if you got all songs and qawwali and haram things on your cassette, when Allah forgives you, He doesn't give you a blank cassette. He gives you full with qiraat. He gives you full with bayans. He gives you full with nazams. قَدْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيِّعَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Then when the malaika see this, Allahu Akbar, Allah has been so kind to all these people. And with them, that one person who didn't do work, he came and disturbed them, he came and give a message, or he came and collect a key while they were doing zikr. Allah did his work also. Allah forgave him also, and gave him also. They say, Nauzubillah, it can't be, but so to say, Ya Allah, how could you forgive that person? He came and disturbed their gathering. They were busy in zikr and that. He came and disturbed them. Allah Ta'ala says, Hum qawmun la yishqa bihim jalisuhum. Whoever just sits with them, talks with them, makes salam, looks at them with a good eye, I do his work also. So kind is Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So if a person in the morning that Alhamdulillah alladhi aqalana yawmana hadha walam yuhlikna bidhunubina, and Allah didn't destroy us. So Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi tafadhal alayna bifununil a'la. Oh Allah, shower your mercies and tafadhal, which we are not worthy of. We don't deserve it. But your mercies in different ways. And what we think of mercy, that biryani, big Mercedes Benz, double story house, garden, swimming pool, all those things. No, what the real fadl, Allah's obedience, staying away from guna. In there, see what enjoyment. Wallah, all the biryanis of the world haven't got that enjoyment of staying away from guna. And wallah, you stop looking at other women. See your own wife. What a joy Allah will make her for you. You will enjoy looking at her, talking with her. Everything of hers you will enjoy so greatly. So Allah will bless you with such ni'mat of dunya also of akhirat. Ma'a istihqaqina bi'afaneen al-iqab. Though we are deserving of the worst punishments, we should be such that we should have been paralyzed. What gunas we have made. We should have been made blind. We should have been made mad in our mind. If you hire somebody to work in your house, to come and bath your children, you bought powder, you bought new clothes, you must bath my child, put on this new clothes here, put powder, everything, shampoo and cream, everything. And that worker brings her own child and baths her child in your bathroom. And all that clothes you brought and that cream and the shampoo uses it for each child. Who will ever even 1 second tolerate this? They'll catch that person and throw him out. Allah puts us in this world to make His ibadat. We have been created but for the ibadat of Allah. But we are serving ourselves all the time. And not only ourselves, jais, haram things we are serving. And Allah is knowing. Allah watches. Allah is Haleem. And who is Haleem? Alladhi la yasta'jilu bil uquba. He who does not hurry in punishing. Allah is seeing. I'm paying them. I'm giving them everything. And they, what work I put them for, they're not doing one outer my work. They're doing their own things all the time. But Allah still tolerates us and still gives us biryani, still gives us the best of everything. That is that kind Allah Ta'ala. Eh? But when the glass gets full, you fill it, it won't overflow. But when it comes to the top and it's full, then it overflows. So gunas also. If we are making gunas, Allah doesn't take us to task. But when your cup gets full, then when Allah takes to task, then Allah doesn't pull back His azab. Then that azab comes, and then a person doesn't know where to turn to and what to happen. He doesn't know what hit him from what side. And we don't make tawbah. By tawbah, we'll be dropping the level of gunas all the time. But we're just making gunas all the time. And when it gets full in this world, then Allahu Akbar, Al-Amanul Hafiz, Allah protect us. So say this, and then think, Ya Allah, not only, you read it in the morning, not only did this night pass well, the night, what could have happened? Crooks could have got in the house, traumatized you and the family for 3-4 hours. What then, what could have? You went in sleep, you got up in your bed, you could have got up in the hospital. Right? Whether you in the bed, in the hospital bed, or your family member and you sitting by your family member, what then, what could have happened? Your somebody was returning and they met up with an accident 2 o'clock at night. Now your whole sleep, now you've gone hospital. Who gave us that peaceful night? And then not only that night, my whole life, Allah, you brought me till today, in spite of so much of my sins, but how you brought me safely to today. So, and also remember that the muhabbat of Allah for Islah, and this is why I chose the subject, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has explained, which our Shaykh taught us, there are two ways of Islah. One is to try and take out every guna from our lives. He says there is a very hard process, very long process, and mostly it's not successful also. Example of that is, you had a piece of land. You are not using it. Now you decided I want to plant in my land, so you start cleaning it up. Now there are weeds in there, thorn bushes also, snakes have come also, wild animals also have come. You start cleaning little, little, little. And it's rainy season, rains are falling well, your back got sore cleaning. When you lifted yourself up now and you look little at the back, full of weeds again at the back. All what you cleaned again, the rains came again. You take one step forward, you're falling 2 steps back again. That is one way of Islah. One guna. You are not interested of making your Islah. Gunas filled up in your lives. In your mind gunas, in your eyes guna, in your heart's guna. Now you are trying to take out one guna at a time. Very hard. The other way is, just put a matchstick in there to hold, in that. It will burn out everything. The wild animals will run away. And what has burned, it will become fertilizer for you in your ground. So just put the matchstick of the love of Allah, this fire. Just put that into this whole heart of your Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. See our ulama, how Allah bless them. He said in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّا. That is the habit and the ways of the kings. When they conquer a place, they did cause havoc and destruction. And whoever are the opposition, the previous rulers, etc., they put them in jail. That these people mustn't cause us problems, or they execute them. That we don't want any opposition here. So when Allah enters in your heart, when you put that fire of love and you burn out all the sins of in your heart, and Allah enters in that heart, all the opposition of Allah, kufr, shirk, jealousy, pride, doing things for name and show, Allah destroys all his opposition. And now Allah comes and he's qabiz, he takes control of that heart. And whose heart Allah is in control of, what more do you want? So that is an easy way to find the love for all our islah. Find the love of Allah and be sincere with that. And see then how your islah will take place. Once Allah has come in the heart, Allah does not allow ghairullah to come into that heart. Allah, when He will put Allah into your heart, And to bring Allah, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. All my desires of this dunya are gone out of my heart. Bring, make the effort for that. Then Allah comes in. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum was returning from New York to Karachi. He was in transit in Syria, in Damascus at the airport. There Allah blessed him with this poem. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein. That la ilaha comes first in our kalima of tawheed. First we read la ilaha, the negative, la. Whereas according to our thinking, Allah should come first. But negative came first. So take that out. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein. Ghair-e haq jab jaye hai. All the evil, wrongful, dirt, when it goes out, tabdil mein haq a jaye hai. Then without inviting Allah, Allah comes in that clean heart. This glass here, if it is dirty outside, hey, while we were eating, and it's not dirt, we weren't eating dirt, we are eating food. Food marks are there, but we say now the glass is dirty. And you feel shy to give the person food in that glass. It's dirty, we say. And he also will feel offended. So, and we won't want to give ordinary water juice in that glass. In the heart which is dirty from inside, how can we expect Allah who is Subhan to come into that heart? So Islah is only this, clean your heart and Allah comes. Then ta'alluq with Allah takes place, automatically Allah comes into that heart. We just have to clean the heart. And cleaning the heart, I explained, there are two ways. One is to try and take out every guna, which is difficult. And the other is, just put the matchstick of the love of Allah. Aur ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jaati hai. It's not that you put a matchstick, you join that heart with somebody's heart who has got the love. And that love will enter, that fire will enter into your heart. Hazrat Maulan Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmat was a great alim of ma'qulat and manqulat. 500 ulama used to walk behind him. He was a great rich man of this dunya, the grandson of the king of Fars. He had dunya's ni'mat, deen's ni'mat. But when he shared Shams Tabriz Rahmatullah Ali, who had the burning ball of the fire of the love of Allah in his heart, he made dua to Allah, I'm now going to die, my days are close. And I don't want to be died with this love, I want to transfer it into somebody else's heart, Ya Allah. So Allah inspired him to go in the form of a rice merchant, where a great Sufi with the love of Allah, and now he's a rice agent going to sell rice. And where all the rice people used to sit in Konya, he sat with them, looking for their customers, making their deals. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali passed there. And then just their eyes met. And therefore it is very important for a woman to cover their eyes. They cover everything and make themselves more beautiful and leave their eyes open. Just their eyes met, and then the whole love affair started, the pure love of Allah started there. And they realized we are the two, Allah had arranged us. And there then, he told the 500 ulama who used to be behind, they should carry his pots and pans, his bedding, make his khidmat. He told them, you go now. Now I will be making khidmat of my share. And I will cook his food and I will carry his bedding. And then that ball of fire of the love of Allah was transferred into his heart. And then he wrote 28,500 poems in the love of Allah, which were all inspired by Allah. In such a way that the last poem he wrote, it just remained half. Allah's inspiration stopped. He didn't push in words from his side. Many ulama then completed it from their side, but he left it half. Exactly the same with our Shaykh. Most of our Shaykh's poems, middle of the night, he gets up and his pen just starts moving. Not that he thought of making the poetry. And when it stopped from Allah's side, Hazrat's poems also stopped. While they were there, he just carried on writing. So this is when Allah inspires a person. And you get that love of Allah. So just think this when you're lying on your bed in the morning, for example. The same thing at night. In the morning, that this night passed so safe. My whole life, Ya Allah. And think also what and what could not have happened. How many of us, what narrow escapes we had. Who saved us? How many times on the road, narrow escapes. Other things, our foolish things we did. How many of us we fell into what guna? Allah covered our faults. Who can say that I'm a big farishta, I didn't do anything. But Allah covered our faults. to make shukr to Allah for, think of Allah's ni'mat. Don't think today I'm a big Sufi, big Maulana, big Buzurg or something. Think of Allah's fazl that He covered our faults. And then how many, at this moment, what and what is not happening to so many people? Hey, who is protecting us? None other but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then read this dua, learn this dua, such a valuable dua. I've taught it to quite a few friends, but I see nobody really reads it. Whenever you see something which you don't like, somebody getting a traffic fine on the road, somebody meeting up with an accident, somebody got a stroke, somebody got a heart attack, anything which we don't like, the dua we have been taught in the hadith. Alhamdulillah illazi afana mimma abtalahum bihi wa faddalana ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdeela. A person who reads that dua, that problem will never come to you in your life. You read, whenever you see somebody has got a problem, and now don't go and read it in front of him. He's in musibah trouble, you say Alhamdulillah. You say, what kind of a person is this? You read it softly, you read it in your heart, or when he's not present. But you make shukr to Allah. You saved us from this problem, what these people have got involved in. So there is a very valuable dua from the hadith. But our iman is weak on hadith. We don't have, and what is it? Hadith, the duas are 100% true. Our gunas block the effect. All fazail, which there are so many fazail, are with the condition of majtanabal kabair. As long as we stay away from big gunas, that fazilas will have effect on us. And if we are involved in gunas, the gunas block that effect. So tawbah, istighfar is farz on us. All the time we are not making gunas wholesale, we are manufacturing gunas. Big factories of manufacturing guna. And the sad part is we think I'm pious. We just got an outward picture of piety, topi, beard, amama, kurta. We look in the mirror so many times and we get deceived. I am pious. All of us look at us with the eyes of piety. Nobody knows what's the dirt and filth in our heart. And as Maulana was explaining, how many good people sitting on the internet, Allahu Akbar, ulama teaching in Darul Ulooms, and they've run up their credit card accounts so much they can't pay, downloading the filth and dirt. Fortunately or unfortunately, Allah has put us in a position where people have to speak to us about this. They have to tell us their problem and what is happening in the society. And we are still nice, happy. I'm a pious person. Just because we get bluffed. Just because the auctioneer praised you that you are a very good person, your horse is very good, and we take it for granted. But in fact, we are filthy and dirty. And we don't want to accept also. Just because outwardly we look like Sufi sahabs and big buzurgs and that, we think really I'm a big buzurg. But the reality has to dawn upon us. And a person who starts one outer in that direction, his work will get done. But those who are convinced, no, I'm buzurg, I don't need treatment. I don't need a sheikh. Allahu Akbar. I usually give this example. Small children, may Allah save all of us. If the parents have to get divorced or they die, both the parents, it happens sometimes, and there's nobody really to look after their children. If they go to the grands spoil them usually more. Instead of bring them up properly, they spoil them. Those children who grow up and who get spoiled, and then especially when they come to their teens, they're not prepared to listen to anyone. They say, we know what we are doing. No, you don't tell us. Nobody must tell us. We know what you people know. Old people, yeah, what you people know. They become so bad. Just like that, a person who hasn't got a sheikh, which is the verdict of great, great mashayikh, true, genuine Allah wala, a person who hasn't got a sheikh, shaitan is his sheikh. And that person becomes such shaitan, misleads him. You okay. You're a maulana. You don't need any guidance. You don't have to listen to any. Quran is there for you. Hadith is there for you. All kitabs are there for you. You went to Darul Uloom. You are in Jamaat work all the time. You don't need anything. Your Islah will be done. You what you need Islah for. So when a person thinks I don't need Islah, and he thinks I'm mustaqil bizat, that I'm sufficient, I know what to do. Nobody has to tell me what to do. That person becomes mustaqil bizat. He becomes an epitome of evil. He's not evil himself. He's exporting evil to others all the time. And he will be giving wrong advice to people.
thinking I'm a good person and I'm giving good advice. You will be misleading people, and that is the height of treachery and the height of zalala, that you are a dhalla wa a dhalla. He's gone, he's misguided and he's misguiding other people. And from sunnatullah, every person had to give his hands in somebody's hands before his islah could be made. The sahaba, they learned from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tabi'in, tabi tabi'in. Until today is that silsila. And what great, great ulama, Mawla Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Mawlana Qasim Nanotwi, they put their hands in the hands of Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makkir, Mufti Taqi Usmani, Mufti Rafi Usmani, put their hands in the hands of Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi. They knew we needed somebody to guide us. But when we feel we don't need anyone, this person, and the hadith explains, this person becomes so evil that if you leave two hungry wolves in a flock of sheep, they won't cause so much harm to that sheep as this person will cause to his community and his congregation, whose islah is not made. And this we find commonly. And the worst is one person in tie and suit. He comes here in the name of Deen. We say he's a modernist. Most of us will say. We understand that now. You don't. But one person, you come in topi and kurta and beard. No, this is mashallah, he's following suit. But you are exporting filth and dirt. Your outward appearance is big buzurgi. But this is worse. That modernist who come in tie and suit and that. Everyone will understand that. No, and you tell, they ask you, what you think of? No, he's not right. Immediately you accept. We can understand, we can see. He's not. But who come in big jubba and you come in big kurta and topi and amama and big beard. And we misleading the people away from deen to new things in deen. And so it's very hard. That person is even worse. And even if a person made his islah, he became right. And he got ijazat. He became a khalifa. And he got thousands of murid. But the minute, not the day, the second he thinks I'm all right. Now his sheikh passed away. I don't need anyone. Now all must turn to me. I don't have to make mashura with anyone. I don't have to ask anyone. And how many of us, we feel we know better. We don't have to ask anyone. The minute you feel like that, ye muslih kya rahega? What will he make islah of other people? Ye salih bhi nahi rahega. He won't be even right himself. Every second a person must understand, he can be the greatest sheikh, that our great mashayikh, the sahaba ikram, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, washawir hum fi. Wahi is coming on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah says, makes a mashura with the sahaba. A person who feels, I know better. And I know better than my ustads also. My ustads don't know. And I feel better than the mashayikh also of the time. You small nippers, we are still wet behind our ears. Our napkins are still hardly off us. And we feel that we know better and we got this attitude problem within us. How dangerous. And these things are common. And yet we feel that we're quite alright. We don't need anyone to guide us. So so just read this dua. And then make this dua also. That Ya Allah, you are our Hadi. And everyone can think, how many people around us, family people, close people, today they have taken different routes in life, away from the way of our akabir. Oh Allah, you the only Hadi, you the only one to give hidayah. How many people, the husband has passed away, young widow woman, with a small children, who will look after her? How many cases, Ya Allah, you are Rabbul Alameen. You look after your entire creation. What then, what has not happened to who and who? How many people got cancer? How many people got heart problem? How many people have incurred big expenses? How many people have fallen into debt without any mistake of theirs really? Just things went wrong and they fell into big debt. And a small person, poor person, I mean thereby small person, his 1,000 rand is a big problem for him. And a rich man, his 10 million rand is a big problem for him. Both of them have got problems. This man is facing 10 million, this man is facing 1,000. But the magnitude of the psychological effect, both of them are the same. Whether it's 10 million or 1 million, Allah, you help every, make dua for the entire creation. Not only for the Muslims, non-Muslims, everyone. And then make dua that Ya Allah, all men and jinn also. For the jinnat also make dua. Allah gives everyone hidayah. So one dua, alhamdulillah, الذي أقالنا يومنا هذا ولم يهلكنا بذنوبنا. And at night read it, that this day passed, what and what could not have happened in this day? Hijackings, robberies, and what and what could not have happened? The day went safe nicely. What afiyat, what no, make shukr to Allah, recognize Allah, and make shukr to Allah. This ibadat of that 5 minutes of you lying on your bed, your wife will also think you're lazy, you don't want to get out of bed, but you will be by the arsh of Allah. If this reality dawns upon us, and it will change your life to realize Allah is the doer, He is doing everything. So in the morning also, that the whole night, my life, that night also, this day, my whole life in the past, how Allah, you took it safely and you brought me till today. I'm today 50 years, 60 years. MashaAllah, Ya Allah, your ihsan, how you brought me. Alhamdulillah, الذي أقالنا يومنا هذا ولم يهلكنا بذنوبنا. And then, ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Ya Allah, ye sare kainat, ye karkhane tere, all this world, you haven't created it in vain. And one basic thing is, Allah has made this whole system to fulfill the needs of people. But think, the greatest thing why Allah has created all this, to recognize Allah. If we are using all Allah's ni'mat, your father is so kind to you, he has done what and what not for you. But you don't make shukr, you don't recognize he has done this. You're using all his ni'mat, the cars, the houses, everything he has given you. But you don't make shukr to him. Allah, Allahu Akbar, we can't imagine what Allah has not done. What we can imagine is not a millionth of a billionth of a trillionth of what Allah has given us, which we don't know. And a mu'min is there, to mere dil mein aata hai, meri samajh mein nahi aata, main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchan hai. Oh Allah, I can't fathom you with my brain, my small little brain, and Allah who is infinite, where am I going to measure? Where am I going to recognize Allah? But in my heart I believe in you open-heartedly. That whatever is happening in the world, it can be the infrastructure of governments, it can be private companies, it can be the shipping industry, the aeroplane, the sole controller, creator, motivator and everything is only Allah. We are all just puppets on the stage, and our strings are being pulled by Allah. Nobody is doing, has got, can do anything on his own. Hey, one doctor of Lodium, famous doctor, Muslim, cardiologist who has passed away, and he was famous and very successful in all. Whenever he used to operate, sadqa also, turakat salatul haja. But when he went and operate on one patient, when he bent over to start his operation, he died of a heart attack. Whose heart is in your control? Your own heart is not in your control, who else's heart? In one world conference of cardiologists, they chose the topmost cardiologist of the world to be the chairman of that meeting. In that meeting, he died of a heart attack. So what is in our hands? Nothing is in our, everything is in the hands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we realize this, that رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَعْطِلًا, and that you haven't created in vain. A small level is that everyone's needs are being fulfilled, the system of the world is coming, and our yaqeen must be from the heart, not from the tongue, that the name Allah is giving rosy to the whole, not only rosy, the system of the world is functioning by the barakat of Allah. And those people who are even just reading 100 times, Allah, 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 they are making the system of the world function. Because when there won't be one person to say Allah, Allah, if our iman is on hadith, and if it is just sarsari, just for name's sake, then we don't, if it is, we will read Allah daily. Our iman is, when I work, I get my rosy. I have to go to job. I'm not feeling well. But you tell your wife also, but I have to go. A boss will get cross. He mustn't fire me. Your iman is, your rosy comes from there. When my iman is, my rosy, my boss gives me my rosy. You are earning 10,000 rand a month. Boss say, I'm going to double up and give you 20,000. But few conditions. When I go toilet, you'll have to come and wash me also. Hey, when your yaqeen is on that money, no problem boss. I'll do it. Because you want that extra 10,000 means a lot to you now. So I'll do it. Or he'll tell you to do some other haram, this little business transaction here. You'll have to just see to this also. You are prepared. Because our yaqeen is on that. We are sick, we'll go to work. We'll do everything. If our yaqeen is on Allah, the value of a'mal. One subhanallah, three in Jannah. But our yaqeen is not there. So we don't take the trouble. You make your awwabin namaz for most of us just two rakats more. Awwabin 12 years ibadat sawab you get. If you are earning 10,000 rand a month and your boss tells you, till 5 o'clock is your duty. If you do this little small job here, 2-3 minute job, every night, if you just do this job, I'll give you 1,440,000 every night. Who will leave it? Awwabin Allah is giving us much more than that. But who has got the interest of Awwabin? Our yaqeen is weak. And yet we feel that, no, I got strong iman. My iman is strong, but our iman is weak. While we are sitting here, how many of us like a don't care attitude, sleeping, snoozing away, not interested to hear. Speak about some woman, speak about some other thing, speak about some business, and see how not only the eyes are open, the mouth also will be wide open. Then where all the sleep goes away. But no interest in deen. We haven't cultivated that. Where are we going to make islah of the nafs? We haven't even realized that we got a nafs and it's our enemy. So anyway, one is this, that رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. And then you come to that conclusion in essence, سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And then اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَا قَرَّبَ إِلَيْهَا وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمَا قَرَّبَ إِلَيْهَا. You see all the things around you, nice things which are in your bedroom, outside in your garden, your life, all things which make you happy. Our Shaykh says, whenever these things come in front of you, ask Allah for Jannah. And all those things that will take you close to Jannah, ibadat of Allah, obedience of Allah, etc. And then you think also there are many bad scenes also, many bad things also. Oh Allah, save me from Jahannam. And all the bad things and all the bad a'mal that will take me to Jahannam. Missing my namazes, backbiting, lying, having nifaq, hypocrisy, having pride, etc. Oh Allah, remove all that. Allahumma inni as'alaka al-jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha wa a'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarraba ilayha. Then say, tu zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai tu. Oh Allah, you are everywhere. I can only see you as you are lying on your bed, but you will be by Allah's arsh. I see you everywhere, O Allah. But you are hidden at the same time. And it is only Allah for whom there is no impossibility. The eye that sees, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah Ali says, the actual part of the eye that sees, people got brown eyes, yellow eyes, green eyes, brown eyes, all different color eyes. But that part of the eye doesn't see. The pupil, which is right in the middle. The black. Allah put light in the black. This is Allah's qudrat. Eh? So for Allah there is nothing impossible. The world is round. At the bottom, Cape Town and all the bottom places, like this glass here, at the bottom here, the people who are at the bottom in Cape Town, they are walking with their legs. Where are their legs? Legs are up and the heads are down. The cars that are moving, the wheels are on top. But ever it came on TV, I all told you, hey, watch TV. Today you'll see people in Cape Town are all moving upside down. Never ever. It is like that, but Allah shows it to us straight up, which is upside down. This glass here, on top there is no nothing. At the bottom, water doesn't fall out because there is glass. But if I have to turn the glass around completely, all the water will fall out. At the bottom of the earth, the seas which are there. Hey, we went to the beaches many times. And we ever found a plastic or a glass holding that water up. And water is not going to stay up by its own. Whose qudrat is it that not one day, one drop even falls down? And the people who are walking at the bottom, they will be, all should have been dropping out in space. There is nothing holding them up. And they are not glued to the earth. They are lifting their legs as they are walking. What is holding them up? Whose qudrat is this besides Allah? So think, tu zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai tu, tu baatin hai aur sakht izhar tera. You are hidden, but I see you everywhere. When I close my eyes, I see you. When I open my eyes, I see you. his level of iman, and all this will engineer and bring forth the love of Allah. And once the love of Allah comes, you will give up sin because in the love of Allah, not in the fear of Allah. And what to say of that person? To zahire aur laak parde mein hai tu, to baatin hai aur sakht izhar tera, to awwal, to akhir, to zahir, to baatin, tu hi ya kaasar tera. It's only you. Now you'll negate yourself. I'm also nothing. Allah, you are everything. To zahire, to baatin, to awwal, to akhir, tu hi ya tere aata, apne milne ka bata, koi nishan, tu bata de mujhe, ey Rabbi jahan. Oh Allah, show me more signs on to record. Now that eagerness, oh Allah, you are so enjoyable, you are so great, you are so sweet, you are so beautiful. More I want to engage with you, show me more signs of yours. Apne milne ka bata, koi nishan, tu bata de mujhe, ey Rabbi jahan. Ab nigaah kahin nahi hai. Now my eyes are nowhere. I'm not looking at anything. No fashion, no new BMW, no this, no that. Ab nigaah kahin nahi hai. Ab koi nahi hai nigaah mein. And nobody amuses me and enthralls me or anything. No one. Now it's only you. Ab nigaah kahin nahi hai. Ab koi nahi nigaah mein. Mehwa hayrat khara hoon. Husn ke jalwahga mein. I'm standing astonished in your beauty parlor. I'm just seeing your beauty all the time. You are lying in your bed. The curtains are drawn. The lights are off. But you are seeing all Allah's beauty in the world all the time. All the time you are witnessing that. And all these things, that the kamal of Allah, the jamal of Allah, the nawal of Allah, the favors, His beauty, His sweetness, you'll just be overtaken and you'll fall headlong in love with Allah. And when you get Allah's love, or ek tumse kya muhabbat ho gayi, sari dunya hi se nafrat ho gayi. Dunya will just fall from your eyes. It won't have that appeal anymore. You'll still do your dunya's work. Dast bakar dil bayar. Your hands will be in your dunya's work, but your heart will be with your Allah. You won't divorce your wife now. You won't close your shop now. All that will carry on. But your heart will be connected. And now that you went to somebody's house, one person said, I'll never go and visit this rich people again. Why? What happened? He said, I went there. So they asked me, what you'll have, something hot or cold? So I say, hot is alright. So yeah, what you'll have, tea, coffee, milk, tea, coffee, all Nescafe, a whole lot of things. Tea is alright. With milk or without milk? He say, with milk is alright. What kind of milk? Condensed milk, powder milk, this milk, that milk? He say, in ordinary cow milk. Afrikaner milk, or I don't know how many types of cows, all that, yeah. So he said, that is alright. So he says, and sugar? He says, yeah, sweeten it. What sugar you want? Artificial sweetening, this sweetening, that sweeter. Then you want Eulet sugar, or you want this sugar, or you want that sugar? So many questions. I say, rather, I think I must leave. I just give me water. What kind of water? Sparkling water, mineral water, tap water, fridge water. Just any or fridge water, a whole lot of details of that. He said, I think I'd rather go. It's better for me to go. He said, no problem. You want to go from the front door, the back door, the gold door, the silver door. He said, I'd rather die. No problem if you want to die. You want to die here in the garden at the swimming pool. Say, somehow I managed to get away. I'll never go there again. So anyway, Allah tabaraka ta'ala, who has given us what and what ni'mats of His now. We can't imagine what ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And you'll just fall headlong in love with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is so merciful. Allah, na'uzu billah, it's haram also. But you can't think of the word like sly, shrewd with Allah. You can't think of Allah will default you. Well, Allah will do you wrong in any way. Allah is so merciful to the animals, to the kafirs, to everyone His mercies. How? فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Where are you turning around and running some? Anna tusrafun. Where are you leaving Allah? ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ فَعَبُدُوهُ. That is your Allah. Turn to Him in totality. Where are we turning away from Allah? Where are we going to the filthy? And worse, we're going to the kuffar way of life. Their sports amuses us. Good people, ulama. We are following this cricketer. We are following that cricketer. We can't give up our sports. Wallah, Quran we haven't got time for. We haven't got time to read 10 times Durood Sharif, and we are falling in all these things. When Allah's muhabbat will come, automatically your condition will become, and you'll say, ab nigaah kahi nahi hai, ab koi nahi nigaah mein, main hua hayrat khara hoon, husn ke jalwah gah mein, tere jalwo ke aage, himmat-e-sharh o bayan rakh di. Oh Allah, when I see your beauty, I'm just totally dead silent. I'm astonished, I'm taken aback with all your beauty. Oh Allah, open his beauty to all of us. And we see with the eyes of our heart the beauty of Allah. Allah will show it in the eyes of the head also. In this dunya, akhirat we'll see. In this world, Allah will show you his beauty. And his beauty is not only what we understand as beauty in character, in kindness, in justice, in fairness. What is in the beauty of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala? Mehwa hayrat khara husn ke jalwah ga mein, tere jalwo ke aage himmat-e-sharh o bayan rakh di, nigaah be-zubaan rakh di, zubaan be-nigaah rakh di. Oh Allah, when I see your beauty, when I start speaking of your beauty, I'm so involved, I forget all your other great kudrat. Now I'm just speaking about your beauty. Sare ardo sama. Allah, how Sheikh Ahmed Barakat, all the earths and the skies we have seen. Sare? Nahi. Sare ardo sama? Nahi. All this year that I've seen, O Allah Ta'ala, I've realized your beauty. I've seen what great your qudrat is. There is indeed time now that if we just think that the stars and the galaxies and what astronomers till today have managed to discover, how big and how huge Allah's creation is. Allahu Akbar, a person gets completely overtaken and he's swept off his feet. We develop this love of Allah. And this love, unse apne unse milne ka yahi ek raah hai, unke milne walo se raah paida. You want to meet Allah? Those who have met Allah, we refer to them. Sahal ho gayi mujhe manzile, my road became, on your own you try and reach Allah, you will fail. In this path, the first thing is, if you want to reach Allah, look for a person as a guide. Don't ever attempt to put your step in this field on your own. Many people went mad. Many people, jinnat overtook them. Many people went off deen, lost their deen, who didn't take a guide. We were once in Reunion, where the volcano had come many years ago. They had gone to show us that the Reunion Island is so small on a world map, it's not a dot also. They just write it here, in this place here. So small. But that where that volcano had come, it's so vast, that we just look at it and it's mind-boggling. Vast and eerie, very frightening, like S, everywhere how it is. Some tourists went without a guide. Three of them died of exhaustion and no food and water. They got lost. You don't know which direction to go there. So without a guide in the path of Allah, you will destroy yourself. First thing is look for a guide. And see that you take the proper guide. Our Shaykh mentions two conditions. He must be from Ahle Haq. Inshallah, in that we won't make mistake to go and get ba'at to a Shia Shaykh or to a Bidati Shaykh. That we won't. And the second is, don't see how great or how small he is. Just see whether you got munasabat with him. And remember also in your heart, you must check. That is he the right person, you feel comfortable, he is the right. Whether he is right or not, that doesn't matter. Allah's system works. You just write to your Shaykh whether you get a reply or not, already your islah will be made. The minute you make your call, you tried and phoned few times, you didn't get through, your answer will come. You will be corrected. Allah's system is there. Allah is the murabbiya hasiqi, not the Shaykh. You made your correct effort. Allah is just using your Shaykh for your guidance. But Allah is the one who does it. So, sahal ho gayi mujhe min manzile, ke hawa ki rukh bhi badal gayi. The wind was against me all the time. Temptations, weakness, laziness. But now the wind is pushing me. Now you feel surprised how easy everything has become. Hawa ke rukh bhi badal gayi, tera haat mein aa laga, to chiraghe raah ke bhi jal gayi. Your hand came in my hand, the lights of the road also lit up. Now it became easy. Ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. You want to know who is Rahman? Allah says, ask those people who know Rahman. That is how you will know Rahman. Easy as that. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, made it so easy. He said, that dude milta hai. Dude walo se, milk you get from the dairy. Mithai milti hai. Mithai walo se, from the mithai shop. Kapra milta hai. Kapre walo se, from the fabric shop you'll get material. Allah milta hai. Allah walo se. It's such a simple mathematical equation. That you get Allah from Allah wala. Who your heart tells you, this is Allah wala. You just stay with Him. You confide in Him. And see, you will also get Allah Ta'ala. May Allah open these doors for us and let us understand the importance of reaching Allah, and that is dependent on our Islah. And this is dependent on making ta'alluq, having contact with somebody who we feel can guide us. And today the world has shrunk. On the internet you can make, instead of filth and dirt, if you feel your heart is with some sheikh who is far away, but on the internet you will be near. And also, what I say, on the internet you can become bayat also, many people become bayat. On the internet, perhaps muftis give permission that you can get married also. Some muftis give permission, you can get married by phone also, with the witnesses, some don't give permission. On the internet, perhaps they will give permission. But even if all the world's muftis gave permission that you can have a baby online, that you won't get. And for that you will have to have even 1 minute proper contact. Then, inshallah, after 9 months, but online you won't get a baby. For that, keep contact with. But as soon as you can, be with your sheikh. Physically, be close to him. And the real requirement is, spend 40 days in our zamana, which our great mashayikh have said, spend 40 days in the company of your sheikh, and that is not you have become a wali, you'll be on the path. If you'll carry on, your Allah will open your way. May Allah give us all the things.
If brothers want to take care to Hazrat, please come forward, please.
Ninosia, okay. So inshallah, whoever our heart takes to, try and become bayat, and following that, and many people are bayat. But bayat hoke, mana Abdul Qadir say bayat ke. To koi fayda nahi hoga. You have to move, keep contact with you. And today, as I said, telephone, in email, you can keep contact. With two things, do your ma'amulat, and keep contact with your sheikh. Great progress you will make. And those who don't do their ma'amulat, who don't keep contact with the sheikh, you'll just stuck where you are. So many people don't do that. And therefore we don't see the benefit, and we feel there is no benefit. Those who will start getting the benefit, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. When you do it, you will see the benefit, and you yourself will realize how great it is. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين يا الله جو کہا سنا قبول فرما يا الله بغیر کہے سنے ہم جانتے ہیں کہ تیرے قدرت کاملہ ہے کہ تو ہماری دلوں میں پوری حق بات ڈال سکتا ہے پوری حق بات ڈال دے اس پر عمل کی توفیق آپ ہی عنایت فرمائے اور یا اللہ اس کو اپنے پاک بارگاہ میں آپ ہی قبول بھی فرما لے یا اللہ پورا دین پر چلنا پوری امت کو پوری انسانیت کو جناتوں کو اپنی مہربانی سے ہم سب کو نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہم سب جن و انس کو وہ ایمان اور اسلام نصیب فرما جس سے آپ راضی اور خوش ہوتے ہو اسی پر جینا نصیب فرما اسی پر مرنا نصیب فرما مرنے سے پہلے ہم سب کو توبتن نصوحا نصیب فرما اسی کے ساتھ جی اٹھنا نصیب فرما اسی کے ساتھ جنت الفردوس حضیرت القدس میں ہم سب کو جگہ نصیب فرما پہنچا دے تمام عذابوں سے ہم سب کی پوری حفاظت فرما دنیا کے عذابوں سے
موت کے وقت, قبر کے, محشر کے, جہنم کے, یا اللہ آپ کی ناراضگی عتاب اور بے رخی کے عذابوں سے, آپ سے حجابات اور دوری کے عذابوں سے ہم سب کی پوری حفاظت فرما. اے مولا کریم, جو بھی کوئی انسان, جن و انس پریشان ہو اے اللہ, یا اللہ بیماری کی وجہ سے, اپنی بیماری یا کسی اور کی بیماری کی وجہ سے, یا اللہ پیسوں کی وجہ سے بے روزگاری, کسی مقروض ہونے کی وجہ سے, یا اللہ آپس کے اختلافات اور جھگڑوں کی وجہ سے میاں بیوی میں کشیدگی ہو, یا اللہ عزیز و اقارب میں, یا اللہ گاؤں والوں میں جہاں بھی اختلافات ہو, جس کا کام بھی نہیں بنتا ہو کوئی بھی صحیح کام, یا اللہ ہم سب کی تکلیفوں کو دور فرما, پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. آپ رب العالمین ہو, آپ ارحم الراحمین ہو, آپ اکرم الاکرمین ہو, آپ ہم سب کا کام بنا دے. جتنے ہمارے مرحومین ہیں پوری امت کے, آپ اپنی مہربانی سے معاف فرما دیجئے, ان کو اعلیٰ درجات نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جتنے ہم زندہ ہیں ہمیں یا اللہ دین, دنیا, آخرت کی تمام بھلائیاں نصیب فرما. اے مولا کریم, اپنے خاص مہربانی سے شام والوں پر بے انتہا رحم کرم کا معاملہ فرما. برما کے مسلمانوں پہ, یا اللہ بنگلہ دیش کے مسلمانوں پہ, یا اللہ پورے عالم کے مسلمانوں پہ, فلسطین کے, یا اللہ شیشان کے, جہاں بھی مسلمان پریشان ہیں, اور جتنے دشمن اور شیطان ان کا یا اللہ سربراہ, جو یا اللہ مسلمانوں کے خلاف پوری دنیا کو ورغلا رہے اور عجیب عجیب قصے بنا رہے, یا اللہ اور لوگوں کے دلوں میں اسلام اور مسلمانوں کی نفرت ڈال رہے, تو آج تک اپنی قدرت دکھاتا رہا, جتنا وہ اسلام کو مٹانا چاہتے اتنا تو نے اسلام کو اور بڑھایا اور اسلام کو تو نے اور زندہ کیا. یا اللہ اپنی مہربانی سے ان دشمنوں کو ہدایت نصیب فرما, شیطان کو ذلیل کر, ان کے تمام منصوبوں کو برباد کر, اور یا اللہ پوری انسانیت کو ان کے سازشوں سے بچا لے میرے اللہ, اور ان سب کو ہدایت نصیب فرما. اور تیرے علم میں اگر ان کی ہدایت نہیں لکھی ہے اور وہ ہدایت یافتہ نہیں ہوں گے, تو ان کو ایسے سزا دے یا اللہ جو رہتی دنیا کے لیے عبرت کا سامان بنے. یا اللہ ہم سب کو حق کی مخالفت اور حق کی دشمنی سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ آج کتنے مسلمان کے نام سے اور اسلام کے نام سے ہم اسلام کی مخالفت کر رہے ہیں اپنے گھروں میں, اپنے اداروں میں, یا اللہ ہم سب کو بچا لے. اسلام کے حامی اور اسلام کی حمایت کرنا ہمیں نصیب فرما, وہ اسلام جو آپ نے حضرت نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو عطا فرمایا, یا اللہ اس اسلام پر چلنا, اس اسلام سے دل لگانا اور اسلام کا محبت کی محبت ہماری دلوں میں ڈال دے. ہم سب کا دین دنیا اور آخرت بنا دے میرے اللہ. ہم سب پوری امت کی طرف سے ہم توبہ استغفار کرتے, اپنے گناہوں سے بھی, پوری امت کے گناہوں سے بھی, یا اللہ تو ہم سب کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہم سب نے سنتوں کو بہت دور چھوڑ دیا, یا اللہ غیروں کے طریقوں میں اپنا فخر سمجھنے لگے, یا اللہ اپنی تعلیم کو پسے پش ڈالا, اور یا اللہ دنیا کی گندی تعلیموں سے میں اپنا فخر ہم سمجھنے لگے. یا اللہ کتنے اچھے اچھے یا اللہ دیندار لوگ بھی دنیا کی تعلیمات میں اپنے آپ کو بہت اس میں فخر کرتے ہیں. یا اللہ ہم سب کے اندھی آنکھوں کو کھول دے. یا اللہ جو پردے پڑے ہوئے اپنے آنکھوں پہ, اپنے دلوں پہ, ان کو ہٹا دے. یا اللہ ہم سب کو اپنا لے میرے اللہ. جتنے مرحومین ہیں ان سب کی مغفرت فرما, جتنے زندہ ہیں برکت عطا فرما, رحمت عطا فرما. یا اللہ ہم سب کو دین, دنیا اور آخرت کی خوشیاں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہر خیر نصیب فرما, ہر شر سے پوری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ جو بھائی اس جلسے میں شرکت کے لیے تشریف لے آئے سب کو قبول فرما, ہم سب کے لیے ہدایت کا فیصلہ فرما. جس نے بھی اچھی نظر سے دیکھا, جس نے بھی انٹرنیٹ پہ سنا ہو, جس نے بھی دعائیں کی ہو, یا اللہ تو وہ کریم ذات ہے کہ تو ہم سے تو سب کو اپناتا ہے, ہم سب کو اپنا لے. جنہوں نے خدمت کی یا اللہ, جنہوں نے اس کے یا اللہ کاروائیاں کیے اور انتظامات کیے, اور کتنے بہترین انتظامات, کھانے کا انتظام, سونے کا انتظام, ستمام یا اللہ پروگرام بنائے, سب کو جزائے خیر عطا فرما اور سب کو اپنا لے, سب کو اپنا لے. تو شکور ہے یا اللہ, تو وہ ذات ہے جو عمل قلیل پر اجر جزیل دیتا ہے یا اللہ. اور سب سے بڑی چیز جو ہم آپ سے مانتے ہیں, ایمان کی دولت, آپ کی معرفت اور آپ کی محبت کی دولت ہم آپ سے مانگتے ہیں. دین دنیا آخرت کی تمام بھلائیاں ہم سب کو نصیب فرما, ہر خیر ہم سب کو نصیب فرما, ہر شر سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما. ہماری مردوں کو اپنا لے, ہماری عورتوں کو اپنا لے, ہماری اولادوں کو اپنا لے یا اللہ. جو ہمارے اولادوں پر خاص کر, اور کتنے ہمارے اور لوگوں پر یہ دنیا کی محبت اور سپورٹس کی محبت اور خرافات اور یا اللہ ان کے فیشن کے کپڑوں کے محبت, اپنے اپنے اپنی مہربانی سے ہم سب کے دلوں سے یہ تمام بری چیزوں کو نکال دے. سنت کی محبت نصیب فرما, آپ کے احکامات کی محبت نصیب فرما, دارین کی بھلائیاں ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا محمد وعلى آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین. سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین.